to do some driving in our fair city earlier, and I forgot we got a big old dang comedy festival happening right now. I know Austin's known for a lot of things, but Moon Tower Comedy is in the swing of it. And it makes me think back in the day when I used to say, hey, we're not just the live music capital. We could be the comedy capital. And I'm talking pre when Joe Rogan put us on the map.
You used to say that, though.
I really did. Oh, over on my other station. Part of it was because I felt weird that we weren't appreciating other aspects of Austin. And then part of it was as a snark reminder that we're giving fake lip service to be in a live music capital while really doing nothing to improve the lives of our musicians and actually get out and go see
can
stuff.
Can we also be the rescue dog capital of the world?
I think that's very true. Okay. We have a lot of puppies.
Can we bring be the people bringing their dogs to bars capital of the world?
Yeah. We're very close to that.
What about dogs at the grocery store capital of the world? Because that's one of my favorite things to see.
Until you've really been in like the rural South... Like rural South, you think we're the capital of cute condo dwelling girls bringing their dogs to the grocery store. We're not the capital of dogs going everywhere, because that is anywhere near the border.
Yeah,
that is anywhere in like rural Mississippi.
Go to the feed store.
There are just dogs that roam, and you're like, oh man, is this your dog? And it's like, no, he just lives there.
that's a good old country dog.
Yeah, yeah. We went camping once, getting off topic here. I went camping once and had a buddy of mine with me, Daniel Gallo, who used to be a producer over here at the radio station, and he grew up near where we were camping. And these two giant big dogs, they're real sweet. We petted them. They hung out with us the whole weekend. And I was like, man, are these people's dogs? And I was picking like the blackbriars and the thorns off of them.
Right.
And I was like, these got to be someone's dogs. Like, right. They're just out here and they're so well behaved and trained. And he's like, no, they're just country dogs. That's just, even when you get outside of Austin, they're just
country dogs.
Country dogs. But it's Moon Tower. The fest is happening. Matt, I know you have a show Saturday for your other show. What other kind of things are happening during Moon Tower? Matt, you are a comedian expert on this, not because you're a comedian anymore, but because I'm not funny.
When you say what other kind of things, you mean per the festival?
Yeah, what goes on? What happens?
Tomorrow in the midday, if you take off work early, there's a small golf tournament at the Butler Pitch and Putt. You know, they used to do a ping pong tournament forever.
Yeah, the Sklar brothers would emcee that.
The Sklar brothers, who were, they actually were MCs, or they had their own NFL show, things like that. Well, yeah, now they emcee. At 10 years, they decided to flip sports, and now they do the Butler Pitch and Putt.
Which is pretty fun.
It's great. It's great to watch comics who are very fun. And people can actually sign up and they can play along with. Well, some of them are competitive. A lot of comics take their clubs on the road with them. But also watching comics yell and scream and throw clubs is also very funny.
It's a pretty neat little thing that happens in our fair city. And the reason I'm kind of pointing towards you, because you had some good advice that you've said for years.
Club shows.
Yeah,
club
do
shows,
the club
shows.
Get into the big theater shows if you have a badge, or you can do those too, but club shows.
People always come and they ask me, and they go, hey, which of these acts? And they always want to show me the headliners. And I say, I would not waste my... no offense. I mean, those people have earned their place.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, you want to know who's working hard? The person whose name you don't recognize, who are now coming to a giant industry festival like this and have a chance to have their career changed by how well they do at the festival, you want to go see something fun, go to the clubs, see the club shows. Of course, I get it. I don't know if I want to take a chance on names I don't recognize. Guess
what?
Go for it. They didn't get in this festival because they're not good. These aren't open mics. These are people who have been vetted. They've gotten into the festival. The best stuff I've ever seen. And then the greatest part is you can see some of those huge acts. They generally don't want to be left out because comics like hanging out with other comics. Those huge acts will drop into the club shows and you'll get to see a huge act that was just charging a whole lot of money to be at the Bass Concert. They'll come do 10 minutes in front of you and you'll be from here to there to them and go, wow, look at this. So that's always my big advice to everybody. Yeah. Club shows, club shows, club shows.
A lot more intimate. You get to feel like it's a little special show.
Yeah. I met Michelle Wolf one day at the Parish, what used to be the Parish below Bikinis.
Wow.
On 6th Street.
Did you tell her any of your famous plop-plop dong jokes?
No, of course not. But I did.
Oh, those are for after you warmed them up.
She did get off the stage, and I was walking towards the bathroom, and that's where they had the comics hang out. And she was standing there, and she looked really upset and nervous and anxious, like she just bombed. And I was just like, hey, you were great. That was really funny. And she's like, oh, thanks. And, you know, that was it. That was all I said. The other thing about Moon Tower is I'm excited because we have Tim Robinson coming in to interview with us today. You know him from I Think You Should Leave and Mark Maron. Oh, wait. Matt didn't get us any contacts, so never mind. This is an entire segment just to remind Matt that he... I asked him weeks ago to help us get in touch with big guests, and he saved, he hogged them all for himself.
I didn't that do that bomb. At all. I contacted the company, and I asked them if they could get us, and we just never heard back.
No, that's not true, because I have your email access. I hacked into it when you left your phone there.
Wow. After, in contact, and we've I had mean, just had trouble. I don't think guys, sometimes it's hard to get people
is,
in.
Is this how we want to start the show today?
No, I'm actually angry. Start the show I today. Actually kind of got a good feeling about Moon Tower when I was driving around, so I wanted to bring it up because it's a pretty cool thing to. And again, when you're seeing these comedy shows, you're seeing like five people in one show. It's well worth it.
It's worth it.
And maybe next year they'll slip a free badge Spencer's way.
Oh, you guys got free, you guys got free badges?
Yeah, of course. We got platinum super, golden. Yeah.
They're called super VIP cool badges.
They're too heavy to wear. Well, so we actually just got the QR code tattooed on this.
Aren't I glad to be working here?
Get up, get out, and exercise. Today's the greatest because it's National Exercise Day, a day that encourages us to find new ways to get fit, to get healthy, to get out and exercise. And other than mowing the yard, it ain't it, man. I don't do it.
You don't do it? Yeah.
I'll make myself walk to the mailbox, go up and downstairs. But that's why I'm in the decrepit position I am.
Same here, dude. Well, can I high five you for that? Because it's also National High Five Day. We can celebrate that real quickly.
If I could. Had to stretch too much. Y'all ever joined a gym? I wanted to bring this story up real quick.
I'm not going to. Look, I'll join a streaming service and forget to cancel. That's how dumb I am, so I'm definitely not going to go. Gym's what? How much is that a month?
No, it's too a much. Lot, and it's annoying, but I actually did it once. I have a buddy who's in a band, Quiet Company, and his name's Tommy, and he's also a, besides being a rock guitarist, he's a not a physical therapist, but a personal trainer. And he's like, hey, man, we're doing a special. Just join. Because I'd talk to him at shows about my pain and all this.
Right. And he wanted to help you with your hip.
Yeah. And so I joined the gym. And he shows me, like, the core exercises, the things to do, getting on the treadmill, the exercise bike. And he's like, here's some things you can do. Because I was like, I don't know what to do. I get nervous. I hate it. So then I would try to go to the gym because I had this membership. And every day I was going in, I would get on the exercise bike or treadmill for like 30 minutes and I'd leave. Yeah. And finally one day he came up to me and he said, hey man, I hate it when I see people come in here and pay money to run. You can do that on a track or on the street. And he's like, you got to use the equipment, you got to do this stuff. And so he showed me again and then I never returned to the gym.
Yeah. You were shamed?
No, he didn't shame me. He was just like, man, don't use this membership for this. He's like, actually use this stuff to get better because you need to just use the treadmill to warm up. And then go work out. Don't just use it and leave. You can run outside.
I feel like gyms never have what I need.
They what?
Ashtrays?
And
a buffet.
And no one else in there?
Yeah.
Place to nap?
Yeah.
Right?
Instant muscles? None of the stuff I'm looking for.
Well, they smell, too. They smell a little funny. Especially, you know, like the ones that have pools and hot tubs and spas. But then it reminds me of when I was younger and I used to wrestle because you would have the wrestling mat stink, but then it was at the YMCA, so you had the overwhelming chlorine stink mixing with the wrestling mat, and I hated it, and it brings back those awful, plus we had to run stairs all the time, so you're in a stairwell where there's no AC, and you're just getting chlorine and stink, depending on what floor you're running up and down to, so it's very hard for me to do that, so I wanted to find some tips here on National Exercise Day, ways you can get out and go exercise. Go to the park and run.
Mm-mm.
If you go to a wildlife park, you can run for your life. Maybe the adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah, if you go to a dog park and put a slice of bologna in your pocket, you generally that can be good exercise.
That sounds good.
But then you're chasing your tail. Well, bologna.
Well, you might get tempted, to snack on that bologna, right?
This is something I actually used to do a lot more. I remember this in college because I went to school at Texas State, very hilly. A lot of stairs campus. Take the stairs rather than elevators every time you can. If you can use the stairwell, do that.
Generally, pretty good advice.
Yeah, little things like that, like not doing shortcuts. If you have a sidewalk that goes to a path, don't cut through the grass or take a short route. Just do longer things. Try to do something for 30 minutes a day, 30 minutes of movement straight. It also says...
Try to do exercise for 30 minutes a day?
Movement.
I sit in traffic for 30 minutes a day.
Shake your leg like I am nervously. Shake your fist in anger. And that'll work. Maybe get a... And then once you've gone a week shaking your fist in anger, put a shake weight in it.
Yeah.
And then it'll start helping.
I try to sit at the table furthest from the bar. So every time I get up to get another drink, I'm getting steps in.
There you go.
That counts, doesn't it?
I think that's pretty solid.
Yeah. And if you get everyone at the table's drinks, then you're carrying stuff. So you're actually adding some weight to it.
Yeah. If you attach a 10-pound weight to your vape, that's another helpful thing.
To pull that up every day. That's
you're like, so much effort. I'm just going to lean down and suck it on the ground, right?
You're just laying there. Then you're just being like an opium den, just on your side vaping. Mm-hmm. Just giving me ideas for a good video.
On a daybed. Oh, wow.
Take different routes. It says walk or jog. If you do a normal one, do a different one. Taking your dogs on walks and... One of the things for me I found is doing tracks or treadmills or bikes. They're helpful, sure, but it's boring. It's boring. So I would try to do neighborhood walks and runs.
Yeah.
And gentlemen, last but not least, we actually have a gym full of equipment here.
Oh!
So...
Where?
Downstairs in the basement. That used to be our video editing room.
Oh, I thought it was haunted down there.
Yeah, that's exercise equipment?
Yes, so...
I thought that's what ran the station.
Well, what I was... we actually had to power our generators that way. Well, here's my last piece of advice. The three of us get together.
No!
We not just use that exercise equipment, but we lift it into the elevators, the back of my truck, sell it, and then we can just get Botox. To fix all our flabby areas.
All right, I'm into that. Active noise canceling is dangerous.
It's time for Parent Pickup.
It's the Parent Pickup with our friend Matt Bearden, and he's going to father all of us right now.
I think one of the meanest things I've ever seen is apparently... It turns out that maybe listening to our noise-canceling headphones is bad for our brains.
No, it's like the best technology ever, dude.
It's the greatest.
I don't like it.
You don't like noise-canceling?
No, not at all.
Does it make you feel like you're not existing in space-time?
No, I have to know what's going on.
Right,
you know, if the dogs are barking, if someone's breaking into my house. I don't want to... I already listen to music so loud that it's not good, but, you know, I feel like you lose an awareness.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It turns out that when you're using noise canceling headphones, I like it because I can listen to my headphones at a much lower volume, and I felt like I was doing the good thing. And I got noise canceling headphones. I passed my old ones, let's be honest, on to my daughter, thinking, "Oh, this will be good because she listens to her headphones, I think, too loudly." And it turns out that using ANC, active noise canceling, likely means it's drowning out the background noises, but on a subconscious level, your brain is aware of that and that you're dropping that. And it's the same as like if you were living in a cave where you couldn't see stuff or whatever. Your brain starts to adjust to that.
Is it stressing it out so it's trying to adapt?
No,
are you having auditory hallucinations?
Well, it changes your brain state. It literally changes your brain state. It says, look, if you have a listening loss, what they call it, a hidden hearing loss, it's the inability of our brains, our brain's inability to process sound.
Wow. So it's
your
calling
ears
it, sort of.
It has to do with how your ears hear. There's a physical, but that has to be translated to your brain. Then your brain has to understand what the hearing means to it. Well, what happens is it starts to mess with our brains. And so here's the thing. They're finding out it can be permanent.
Oh,
so you ever listen for a really long time on noise canceling, and then afterward you feel kind of odd or
disoriented.
Off or weird? Yeah. Well, if you start doing that a whole lot, your brain could just begin to shut down part of your hearing, and guess what they're finding? It could be permanent.
That's damn, spooky. Dude, you can't get it back.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, you may not be able to get back into the brain state you had before. Now, they haven't proven that this is a terrible new brain state. They're just saying your brain may turn off a certain part of the way it perceives the entire world around you. Your brain likes to hear sounds around it, and when it doesn't, it starts to think, well, maybe you've lost hearing and we shouldn't be investing energy in that.
Oh,
it's very
diverting
abnormal.
Resources.
As soon as I put them on, my lover, she has some noise-canceling headphones, like the big ones that cup your ears.
Yeah.
And I put those on. I left mine somewhere, and I put them on to use them, and it immediately was like... and the like silence, I couldn't do it. I couldn't wear them. I couldn't listen to them.
It's a little uncomfortable at first.
I never got used to it. So
I wear those Apple Pro whatever that have noise canceling. I wear those to like parties and concerts now and events just with the noise canceling on. I'm not actually playing anything. Just that though, I think I've always had a issue with noises, and I found that I'm much happier if I go to events and stuff now. Like when we were hanging out at South by Southwest.
Hey Matt, and he's just ignoring us.
Yeah.
No, you can still hear. It doesn't take away all the sound. It just reduces those sounds heavily. Now your brain loves hearing background noise. It turns out that your brain uses those background noises to orient you and where you are.
Yeah,
it takes that information and it uses it to know if there.
That's kind of what I was asking CJ, if you felt like you didn't exist. Like it's a way alongside sight to orient yourself.
Yeah, your brain wants to know if there's tigers or antelopes.
If there's
or
a car
rain.
Driving by
exactly,
behind you.
Exactly, all that.
Yeah, I love that.
As it goes away, then your brain goes, oh, where exactly am I? And gets a little confused. What it says is it starts to stress itself, and the longer you spend, and the more days you spend, and the longer hours you spend with the active noise canceling, you actually take that part of your brain, and it starts to shut itself down.
Have you guys ever seen those? People have gone into in these rooms that are like mega quiet. You can go into them. They have a bunch of sound dampening stuff, and you can barely hear anything, even when you're talking. People that have done that have said it does feel like you're like almost like a deprivation chamber where you don't quite feel comfortable because you can't hear the things around you.
Yeah, I can't do that. I have to always have headphones in, or even when I go to sleep, I like to have noise of a fan or the AC unit or the window open outside. I can't do white noise machines. Maybe it's because I know consciously that it's not real, so I can't sleep with those. Those bug me, but I got to have sound noise all the time. Like I hate it when it's silent.
So are there any, I guess there's probably no recommendations other than to dial back the use or just stop completely.
Well, like I said, they have proved that it might be permanent the way that your brain listens, but they haven't said we don't know that it's bad for us or will hurt us. We're just letting people know this is a thing we're discovering. I'm not telling you, hey, don't tell your kids not to. But your kids using them at a young age is very different than us discovering them when we hit 35 or 40.
Yeah, they're going to end up being sociopaths.
It's just something to be aware of. I'm just bringing it up because I didn't know. I'm not going to stop my daughter from using them right away. I will be aware of it. Here's the other thing. It doesn't matter, because in 6 weeks or 7 weeks, they'll come up with a headphone that gets implanted in our brain, and just there's no actual real noise. It just transfers the feeling of noise to our brains.
Whoa. New video games, beating old ones, and what we're watching to stay entertained.
And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that... I'm a nerd.
It's another Nerd Report, second in a week, because I am proud to say, Spencer, I've watched a couple episodes of Fallout, and I am in.
You're
in.
Good.
I am in. Yeah,
it's a lot of fun, man.
It's a lot more brutal than I thought it would be from the way it was set up.
Yeah.
This has some violence.
It's a bit. The violence is a bit.
It's video game. It's comic book. It's great. But
I like that some of them, a lot of it is practical effects and stuff, even though I know they do use some CGI, so that's pretty fun. I like it.
Walter Goggins is great, man.
Walton Goggins.
Anything. He's earned a Walter at this point.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. Straight up. So that's what we're watching, Matt. You haven't got into Fallout yet.
No. I did. A buddy of mine sent me a link to a private, I can't share it, but private... He uploaded something. I don't want to get... Well, do you ever seen that meme of Chuck Norris catching a chainsaw with his bare hands?
Okay, sure.
Like, it goes around. I never even saw the meme. He was like, hey, do you want to see where the meme came from? And I was like, I'm not even familiar with this meme. And then my buddy chastised me. He's like, how do you not know this meme? But he sent me a link for a movie called Forest Warrior. It's from 1996, and it is... Chef's kiss.
So you're going old school.
Yeah, you can watch it right now on Amazon. Here's the weird thing. Everything on Amazon, if you want to rent it, is what, $2.99? $1.99?
$3.99.
Yeah. This is $6.49. It's not because it's great, by the way. It has like a 1 on its ratings. It's terrible ratings. But my God, you have to watch it.
Damn.
It is So good, my friends. Do you want a little breakdown about it?
Yeah, tell me. So it's a Chuck Norris movie. It's called Forest Warrior.
Yeah.
And he has a chainsaw, so I'm guessing he's fighting to save the forest.
Only in one scene.
Okay.
Well, he is. He was killed 100 years ago. Just want you to know that. His name's Jebediah, and he was killed 100 years ago. And magically, he was brought back to life, and he has the power to transform into a bear or a wolf or an eagle.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good.
I'm already in.
Yeah. Also,
that's absurd.
He is a master of, are you ready?
Trees.
Drum roll. No, he's not. He's a master of
baiting
Native American martial arts, which I don't spend too much time researching that because it's not a thing unless you live inside this movie.
Okay.
But I guess they were like, we've got Chuck Norris. He agreed to this movie. By the way, his brother directed it. And brother's incredible director. It is so horrendously bad. I loved it. Plus, the link was sent to me in one of those players where I could watch it at 1.5 speed, which made the movie way better. but can I tell you that, do you guys really enjoy a horrendously bad movie?
Sometimes, yeah.
Absolutely. It has to have the right combination of bad. I don't know. You can't quite put your finger on it.
Okay, sometimes a movie's bad just because it wasn't good,
yeah.
And that's not fun to watch.
No,
this
I
one
agree.
Is bad because it's horrendous. It doesn't make any sense. The directing is bad. Sometimes the cuts don't make any. You're like, oh, that clearly was shot on a different day. The colors don't match. It's so bad. It's so horrendously bad that I could not help but loving every minute of it.
Yeah, these are the movies you hang out with buddies and have a drinking game to or something like that.
Exactly.
So much,
you're
so
onto
much
it, Spencer.
Hell yeah. Okay, good, good, good.
Again, it's called Forest Warrior. And look, there's chainsaws. It's very simple.
I'm reading here. It says, another memorable scene features a logger who air guitars with his chainsaw.
That does happen. That's a thing that I watched. Yeah.
In the Wikipedia. So people are already trying to set you up to go watch it. They're like, yeah, dude, this movie rules.
It does rule. And there's nothing about it you can find that's bad other than the fact that it's terrible.
Yeah.
But if you want to just let loose and not care, it'd be great for a drinking game. It's so stupid. And when you're watching it, it's a movie kind of movie where about 5 minutes into it, you're like, oh, I know how this movie
I know the entire movie,
and I know exactly where we're headed and how it's going to be. I don't. Spoiler alert: he is reunited with his Native American wife in the end.
Oh,
her spirit, which is really,
man, now
really
you ruined
nice.
It for me.
Now you know that going in right away.
Okay.
Right away, you know
that's
going to
happen.
It is so insanely bad, but I highly recommend Forest Warrior.
Chuck Norris is back. With action-packed excitement in his new riveting feature film, Forest Warrior. Forest Warrior has all the action and suspense of movies like Delta Force and The Hitman, plus the family appeal of previous hits like Sidekicks and Top Dog. Set on a mysterious mountain, Forest Warrior features a group of kids known as the Lords of Tanglewood. They must protect the land from the human greed which threatens to destroy it.
I want to cut the trees down now.
They're gonna cut down a forest. We can't let them do that.
Out of the majestic forest comes a mythical warrior who will help them fight their battle.
I told you to get off the mountain.
We have every right to be here. You can't tell us what to do.
I saved the forest from your carelessness. Now I'll save it from your greed.
Well, there you go. Forest Warrior. Excited about it. And
or Fallout, I guess, if you want to be actually entertained.
No. We gotta. How can you appreciate what tastes good without eating crap first?
Thank you.
All right, for a pair of tickets to Idols, we're going to play a game I call Idols or Bridles. Matt and Spencer have now been allowed to enter the room. They will buzz in with their names after the question and have an opportunity to answer. And if they get it correct, they get a point.
Like it.
If they get it incorrect, they lose a point.
No.
If they pass on it... Wait, we'll go person to person. If they pass on it, it'll then go to the other person, and they can guess it for free without risk of losing a point. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So no buzzing in with name.
And, of course, the person passing doesn't lose a point.
No, you don't lose a point to pass, but you give your opponent a free shot. We'll start with Matt. Here we go for Idols tickets.
How do we decide that?
I decided it because Matt's to the left of me, and that's the way we go.
And okay. You're to the right, Joker.
Okay.
Here we go. The veneration of what caused a schism in the Byzantine church that several ecumenical councils were unable to fix?
The veneration of brides.
Incorrect. -1 point. For Matt, Spinny, you now get a free shot at this.
Was idols or bridles are the answer, right? I guess you can't answer. I don't know, man. Bridles.
That is incorrect.
Okay, I just good. I just said that.
But you said brides.
The answer is idols. The veneration of idols. Bonus, and you can throw up your name to guess this bonus question without risk of losing a point. Another term for the above issue would be...
idolatry.
Why didn't you guess?
I just did.
I already buzzed.
You gotta say your name, too.
Yeah, you gotta say your name. Here we go, Spencer.
It's going well. At least we're tied up.
Spencer, here we go. These parties represent the women's group in the marriage, and some of them may come together to annoy comedians at local comedy clubs.
Spencer. Bridles.
You don't have to say your name when it's your turn.
I want to, though.
It would actually be Bridle.
I want people to know who I am on this show.
Next question. This goes for you, Matt. Eyes Without a Face featured a local woman in the music video for this artist's song.
The answer is Billy Idol.
Correct.
Damn.
Matt with 0 points, Spencer with one, and we're back to Spencer. You might want to put this on a horse before riding it.
Oh, a bridle.
That is correct. Another point for Spencer. First time he's had this big of a lead on Matt.
Hey, now.
Which brings us...
Except that one time we went to a buffet.
Yeah, he had a very big lead, and then he just doubled it.
Unless we stand on a scale. Way ahead.
Matt, this question is for you.
Your mind games will not work.
This one worth 2 points. Leaving your engine like this for too long might cause damage to the fuel injectors.
Leaving it in idle or idling.
Yes, correct. 2 points for Matt for that one, which means we are now tied at 2-2.
How did he get 2 points? Are these worth more now?
Yeah, they're now worth more. But
he needed it to be tied up to build the anticipation for the listener.
I built lots of anticipation for the listener, but unfortunately, I did not build out more questions. I ran out of time.
Okay. Was that it?
So, gentlemen, congrats. You tie. Which means that both the listeners on the phone now lose because y'all both screwed up the first question.
Wouldn't be the first time they lost listening to us, you know.
I only screwed up the first question because you did that thing that you sometimes do where you didn't explain exactly what was happening, so I got confused. So
yeah, I also didn't, you know, screw up at all.
Okay, good job. You didn't, Spencer.
Do we have extra tickets? Why won't you give both people on the phone tickets?
Actually, we don't have extra tickets today. Should we go to the Nickel?
Go to the Nickel.
Let's go to the Nickel.
Ladies and gentlemen, we go to the Nickel.
So Matt just answered the last one. Who should call this? This Nickel? Did you lose the Nickel?
It goes to the Nickel, and we've had this Nickel in here for, I don't know, 2-3 years, and the Nickel breaks all ties.
Literally our show Nickel, the CJ Morgan show. Sorry.
Seems to be lost. Did you lose the Nickel?
Yeah, but I found a pog.
That's okay. Not cool.
I found a pog. Spin the slammer. Pog. All right. We're going to use the, you know what? These aren't even. So I found some cash I had hidden.
Oh, man, that's mine. I put that in there.
All right.
You're going to flip a dollar bill?
There we go. This is nice and even. We got a Pog Slammer.
Oh.
We're going to have the Illuminati side be Spencer.
What?
And the International Operations side be Matt. So now we will spin to win.
A spin?
Drum roll. What you get?
Spencer Illuminati. Spencer is the winner.
Congrats, Spencer.
It's fair because he should be the rightful winner, too. I'm sorry I didn't write more questions. This topic came up, and it was time for the segment. We already had to do it, and I just didn't.
You could have asked me for help, but then I guess I wouldn't have been able to play.
Well, also, you would have done weird questions that weren't, the answer wasn't idol or bridal. You would have taken it seriously and been like, formed in Bristol, England, the band Idols, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, no.
That's okay. Somebody takes things seriously.
Hey, don't worry. More chances to win tomorrow, and we'll just do a text instead of a contest. Does that sound all right, guys?
Sure.
Why not? Also, no one picked Spencer to win, so I guess. good contest. We'll give away another pair of Idols tickets coming up.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line.
How did these local townships get their names? I figured instead of doing any of the other very depressing stories about, like, dogs washing up in a creek or fitting all over, you know what? We're just going to do another local thing of how these cities got their name. Bee Cave. How did Bee Cave get their name?
Oh, CJ, that sounds like it's one of your favorite types of caves. It's got bees in it.
Yeah, there is a cave called Bee Cave.
Yeah, I'm going to assume there's a cave nearby with a lot of bees. I'm not actually going to look at it. We're just going to kind of guess.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I'm not going to read or investigate at all. Dripping Springs, which I would call Leaky Faucet.
Yeah, well, they have a spring there that kind of dripped.
Oh, it's got water, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually pretty much, there's a bunch of limestone edges that still drip with water this day.
Yeah.
Dripping Springs.
There's an odd thing about how they name stuff is, back in the day, they named it literally by some weird feature, because they weren't even towns at the time. They were like, up there by them Dripping Springs.
Well, you would get these things named by just commoners that are traveling in between places for work or selling pelts and stuff. You know?
I can't wait for you to get to Round Rock, because I can't wait to...
spoiler alert, and as we find out, it'll probably just be some dude who's like, I'm not calling it Dripping Springs, I'm gonna call it Kyle after me, which is how we got the name.
That's
Kyle,
the best one.
I do have a buddy named Daniel McCarthy that ran for mayor in San Marcos and then launched a campaign to change the name of Dripping Springs to Pound Town,
right,
because I guess the founder of it was
Dr.
named
Pound.
So Pound Town, and you know what, I don't think the residents were happy about that.
It was so weird how weird some of those residents got. I didn't realize how many unfun people had moved to Dripping Springs over the years.
Yeah, it's not Wimberley. It's not the weird hippie-ish
kind
of...
But when I first moved to Austin...
It was.
Dripping Springs was where I'm too much of a lesbian hippie for Austin. Like, Austin's way too confining, and everybody would go to Dripping Springs. That's where you would go to parties out there, and it was where everyone was like... Hey, man, I'm really into, I love Willie Nelson and the Stars.
And then it turns out the people that have lived there forever, their land became worth a lot of money as more people with money moved out there. And then they
got mad about Pound Town, which I thought was a great name change.
It's excellent. It's also, makes
they
sense.
They were not happy. Elgin.
Oh, that was named after sausage.
That was named after
the Elgin sausage.
Correct.
The first sausages in this country, I believe, migrated to Elgin.
What about Hutto?
Hutto, I have no idea.
Hippo was named after a hippo.
Okay. It was named after Hutto. Indigenous hippos.
Let me understand exactly how it happened.
The first hippos in Texas.
Well, back in the 1800s, there was a traveling circus and zoo. It crashed in Hutto, and one of the hippos escaped. And just roamed the area, and his name was Hutto the Hippo.
What a cool place.
It stuck. As I mentioned, the Hays County city was named after Fergus Kyle, who wanted to just call it Kyle.
I think that was a great choice.
I named this city for me.
Speaking of Kyle, they're once again going to attempt to break the record for most Kyles in the city.
They should.
There's like a Baltic city, or Balkans, or maybe in Latvia. I don't know. It all spread out. There's this Romania... Hungary?
I'll be honest.
I'm getting closer.
I'm surprised there aren't more cities named Kyle, to be honest. It's just a good name.
Now, Leander is, everybody knows that's mispronounced, right?
We're not at Leander yet. Okay. We're talking about the Festival of Kyles. I was trying to think of the name where another city holds the record, but Kyle wants to break the record for most people
tried
with
every
the name.
Year. They haven't gotten there yet. Kyles are like, ugh. I don't want to go all the way
again.
There.
Yeah, they got to make it more Burning Man, more fun, more spiritual.
Burning.
Leander. Let's discover that.
That's mispronounced.
It
used to be called Lean Deer, and there was a dude there who used to D down. You know what I'm saying, ladies? And he was known as the Lean Deer.
Okay.
And it used to be called Lean Deer, and then they changed it to Leander.
A little bit more exciting.
Do you know what it was called before that?
Oh
no,
Baghdad. There's a Baghdad Road in the middle of Leander, but it used to be called Baghdad.
Was it that guy that used to carry around a bag back in history? A carpet bagger or something?
Actually, it was named after a song by Outkast.
Wait, there were two Baghdad, Texas?
Sure.
There used to be a Baghdad, you know where X is, SpaceX?
Yeah.
That used to be called Baghdad, Texas. It was wiped out in a storm.
Okay. In Operation Desert Storm, accident.
Yeah.
We went the wrong place.
The National Guard got excited. They wanted to participate. Manor was, you know what I'm finding by a serious note reading these? A lot of these towns are named after the postmaster.
Yeah.
So Manor, named after the postmaster. Marble Falls was actually had a cave that had a lot of bees in it. But they found out another city took the name, so the cave also had a...
That's just a
shame.
It's
where they go to play marbles, so...
That's a shame.
Yeah. There we go. Congrats. You know how your cities are named. Did you know? This is where we learn on the CJ Morgan Show. And you know it's true because we're starting with Did You Know? And there's we're worried about nuclear proliferation right now. The fear of war is the great Russian bear has awoken. China's over there getting all mad. You have India and Pakistan threatening each other. And, of course, the TV show Fallout is mega popular. Starts with the nuclear war between China and the United States. We don't want that. Well, you know what? Some countries are doing it right. Did you know South Africa is the only country to have ever developed its own nuclear weapons and then voluntarily dismantled them? Do you want to see my impression of that?
I would love to see it.
All right, I'll be a NATO inspector. No, excuse me there. I'm a NATO inspector, and I do happen to wonder, sir, where your nuclear weapons have gone. Oh, mate, we dismantled them. They're over there in the pile. Just right over there. We got rid of them. They're all gone.
I think that's an Australian accent.
Nah, don't go look over there. South Africa. They say Africa. If you're in Australia, you'd say South Africa. But over here, it's Africa. It's more of an F on that A.
Okay.
No, South Africa's a... You know what? I've been trying to get back to my New Zealand accent.
You could just go watch Leonardo DiCaprio pull his off in Blood Diamonds.
God, that was so bad. That was terrible. But yeah, it's just over there. We got rid of them. We promise. Would we lie to you, eh? They did use them extensively in the Boer Wars, and that was sad. They didn't. They didn't exist then. But anyhow, there you go. Voluntarily getting rid of them. You know, I grew up where the United States, where Pantex is, where we voluntarily, quote unquote, dismantle our nuclear weapons in a facility that's entirely built to manufacture things.
Okay.
Oddly enough, it's an entire giant manufacturing facility that employs thousands of people. But no, it's just for taking stuff apart. But hey, it's not. I'm speculating on crap. It's did you know?
Did you know there are hundreds of stray cats at Disneyland? And Disneyland not only doesn't try to get rid of them, it encourages them because they eat the mice and the rats.
So yeah, yeah.
They just leave them. They leave them be. They realize the only way you're going to run a city this size is cats.
Yeah, you got to have. That's why they were venerated by the Egyptians. Because here's the thing. Do you want to see an impression real quick?
Okay.
Great Pharaoh, what should we do? The mice are eating all of our grains. Well, perhaps we need to get more kids. If you have a lot more kids out there, they eat the mice, and then the mice don't eat our grain, because we need all that grain, otherwise we won't be able to survive, because we don't know if the Nile's going to flood properly, flood too much, or not flood at all. So just get some more kids, and put them in here, they'll eat all the mice, we'll be good to go, right?
Okay. Oh, thank you, great Pharaoh.
Okay.
So that's how that went. The pharaohs were actually, they came from Ptolemy, which is one of Alexander's generals. So that's why they talked a little different than other Egyptians.
Guy's name starts with a P, even though his name's Ptolemy.
Yeah. Okay. The Ptolemaic.
Well, how about this one for you? Did you know?
Do we know?
You guys remember that movie that Johnny Depp did called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I heard it.
Did you know if Johnny Depp's filming schedule didn't allow for him to be in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Dwayne The Rock Johnson would have played Willy Wonka. CJ, do you have an impression of this?
I do. I'm sorry, my schedule just doesn't allow me to do that. I was trying to think of the pirate one. I just can't.
Well, don't worry, I'm The Rock. I'm buddies with him. He'll come and do it. He's a UFC fighter like I am. He loves chocolate, too. Look at him, mate. He's as big as a... Look at that bloke. He's a big old rock. That's why we call him that. We got a rock where I'm from. It's called Ayers Rock. Oh, piss on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, that was a very thorough reenactment of what went down.
Well, I'm disappointed I couldn't remember Johnny Depp's piratey.
What was it, Jonathan Sparrow or Jack Sparrow?
Jack Sparrow, kind of Hunter S. Thompson accent. Let's see if we can pull up another fun fact here, because we are learning so much today.
I got this one, but it doesn't involve people.
There's one about pedophiles, and I just like the way they say pedophile in Britain.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Or the Commonwealth.
Do you want to hear about baby Lindley from Lewisville, Texas?
Oh.
Do you want to hear about time travel?
Okay.
Let's do time travel real quick. Did you know, in 2011, China banned time travel films due to it being disrespectful of the history or implying the idea was changing reality? Plus, they were just scared of what they'd see in the future. They traveled to the future. Guess who you want to see an impression of who you're going to meet there?
Oh, God. Oh.
Who is it?
Who's here in the future?
Sometimes the way forward is looking back.
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
If it's weird, if it's wired, if it's science, we're going to break it down for you here.
Well, a lot of times I'm looking at futurism and, like, you know, hey, what, like, bullet trains and flying cars. But I read this interesting article. This one was talking about there's something called the jet. It goes from New York City to Washington, D.C. only. We don't have it. But then I did some research, and it turns out we have a couple of companies doing a similar thing here in Texas. Hmm. They're fancy, high-end buses. Now, bus travel to me seems very 1950s. It reminds me of my early days in stand-up comedy when I had no money and no car. And
that's reading how
I
got Jack from, Kerouac
got from
on
gig
the road.
To gig.
Just...
Nobody wants to get on the bus, right? The bus is considered to be kind of lame and beneath us, right? Well,
and dangerous if you're taking the omnibus into...
Some of these bus companies, though, I'm looking at it, they're doing this really high-end travel. Now, warning, it's $150 to get to, like, Dallas, right? Which seems expensive, but if you fly Southwest to Dallas, it's $150. Plus, I've got to go to...
Through the airport.
I got to go through the airport. It's an extra hour there. Then I've got to be at the airport when I get off the plane. I got to wait for my... It's kind of a pain in the butt.
Until some dude hides a bomb in his shoe on a bus that doesn't work. Then we all got to take our shoes off.
I mean, it didn't take you long to find the negative in this. I just think it's kind of awesome. They bring hot towels to your chairs. They get free drinks and snacks.
Yeah. Oh. My problem is just the bathroom on those things.
You should see the bathrooms.
They're pretty nice.
They're really nice.
Well, it doesn't matter because everyone knows you're using the bathroom. It doesn't matter how nice it is if you have to get up in the middle of the crowd and walk back there. They all know.
All throughout human history, people have known when other people are going to the restroom.
Yeah, it's not great. It's frightening. It's the thing that's an invention we need. Yeah.
I mean, so that's why others look out for people while you're in that vulnerable. Anyway,
it's kind of the size of a normal bus, except there's only 20 people on it as opposed to 60 people. Your chairs lean
more space
all the way back, completely reclining.
Okay,
really
that's way less people to focus on you taking a
it's
deal.
Not bad, and I guess, you know, I would prefer a train, but I guess since we already have the roads and infrastructure, a bus is better.
That's what I'm getting at, is that could this be a step to getting people used to the idea, because those of us
public transportation.
Grew up, you know, if you grew up in Texas, there just really wasn't ever any public transportation, and there's such negative thoughts about public transportation. Now, you spend some time in the East Coast, or you spend any time overseas, and you realize, wow, public transportation, actually wonderful.
Useful.
It's incredible. It is such a nice thing to have. I'm wondering if this isn't the kind of thing that starts getting us used to it. If more executives are taking these buses, it seems to be way easier than taking a commuter plane.
The only problem with me is the way time passes if it's going to come to a road trip and I have the means to drive to Dallas or ride in the bus, you're going to get stuck in the same traffic. The same thing's going to happen. But when you're driving in a road trip, your body shuts down, so you don't need to eat and you don't need to go to the bathroom. And time for me passes differently. Like, if I sat on a bus driving to Amarillo, it would feel like the end of existence. But if I do that 7, 8, 9 hour road trip, it doesn't feel as long. I don't know. Maybe I just like road trips. Maybe it just feels... But sitting and not being occupied... I'm on a bus is insane to me.
Don't you have a Nintendo Switch? You can just
I can't do those on road trips. I can't do those on planes.
Why
I can't.
Not?
I don't know. I hate it, and I can't sleep. It's very frustrating. So I would.
Well, this doesn't work for you. Then you know what? Then let's call this one weird and not wired.
No, I want to hear more about it. I'm just saying, like, maybe if it was something like a train is on the rails, unless I'm on there, it's gonna get off the rails quick, mate. Anyhow, the train's going to go faster, and so it seems reasonable to take a train instead of a bus, but what I'm so worried is if you're going through Waco, you're going through traffic, like, why not just drive yourself, right? Plus, you can stop when you want to. I don't know.
I guess I like the idea of not ever stopping. This thing is motoring straight through.
Yeah.
There's something about this that I find very appealing. But you know, you might be right on this one. Like I said, I just was reading it. I got an idea. I thought I'd bring it in to you guys and kind of have you vote on it. But I could see that a little hesitation, and I may be wrong on this one.
I'm just sort of claustrophobic. I mean, I want to know what the leg room's like in there. I want to know what the spatial.
You a picture of these things.
The distance.
Let's see.
It's like that's the chairs that you sit in.
Okay.
They've got a full.
That's pretty nice.
It leans way back, and then there's a steward as well. They come around. You know, they'll pick up your trash and they'll bring you.
So
other members
these
of
almost,
your...
these almost look like Lazy Boys almost.
Sure.
With a nice recliner.
It's a big leather seat that leans all the way back. I think it's made for mainly, like, if you're in one of these businesses where you have an office here and in Houston and in Dallas, you can
run
that triangle
pretty
fast.
And you don't want to deal with the airport. Anything that makes it don't have to deal with going through the airport.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Wired then? Just for that reason?
Still weird. I didn't get enough from you guys, and I'm going to still call it weird.
Even when it comes to internet comedy, you can't get away from the classics.
The internet has never been so easy.
The internet. It's the hottest thing online this week, and it's absolutely crushing on TikTok, which is probably the most modern watched form of the internet when it comes just to absorbing funny videos. I remember there was a point when Facebook literally became America's Funniest Videos, where people were just... Every 4th of July, I got sent the clip of the wiener dog running around with the fireworks in his mouth. Like, this is only missing Bob Saget talking right. over this. Like, this
He's
is so
like,
bad.
Whoa, look at me. I'm a silly little dog.
Yeah, but what's great is there are people putting original content, and we have cameras everywhere now. And in less than a week, 60 million views on TikTok. 60 million for what is, in my mind, classic comedy, classic internet comedy. It's not getting kicked in the nuts, but it's probably the second funniest thing on the internet. Here we go. We have a ring camera in an apartment. We see a cat walking. Person tries to pick up. Whoop!
Yep, no, it's the flying cat video. I watched it and laughed the other night hysterically. I showed it to my wife. She goes, I don't think that's
Well, yeah. Here's the deal. There are people sitting on the couch, and the cat jumps high enough to arc over the people on the couch and crash into the other side of the room. Let me show you this again.
I had to slow it down and watch it, and I realized that the cat actually hits the sofa, makes a second leap, but it's so well done.
Oh, it does hit the sofa. All right, so it goes 1-2.
Yeah. It's just that it's so perfectly done with an arc that it seems like it just flies all the way across the house.
It's incredible. And I just love that these dumb, great videos popped up.
So good.
And it reminded me of a long time ago with a former coworker of ours, Daniel. He told us once on air that he likes to go to the cat shelter
right.
and drink beer and just hang out with the cats, but he didn't want to adopt them. So I did a little like trailer documentary, and I pulled that up, and I was like, I remember why this had a moment in it, and this is why this sort of went viral on Reddit for a hot minute, not just because it was cats and him being weird, but because one of my extra cameras set up caught this glorious moment.
This guy...
Looking at a cat.
He's not quite acclimated to the other room. It should take him about 24 hours.
Camera goes
He'll
across.
Be good. We'll check on him this weekend.
It's kind of ramped up. I've recently wanted to go more.
not so quite what happened yet. Was he's talking about these cats in a window where there are new cats in their own room, and you see him talking through the window to one cat, and then the camera cuts to the other camera on the other side of that window, which is on the other side of the door, and you see that the cat he was talking about is barely hanging onto a ledge and then falls onto another cat, which then...
It's kind of ramped up. I've recently wanted to go more.
Throws him across
it's
the room.
Not quite an addiction yet.
And I was like, oh, that's the reason that was so popular. Cats, they have to be the number one thing on the internet. Whereas kicking in the nuts was falling down, breaking stuff, the number one video for television entertainment. Cats still top the internet, and it's just good to see that. So, Matt, Spencer, we have to adopt some cats if we're going to ever go viral.
Okay.
Can y'all do that for me?
Sure.
Do it.
Okay.
For
good.
You.
Come on in. We actually have our friend Leslie from APA here.
Oh man.
You can send him in. Oh, I'm sorry. The cats have succumbed to their. They were tuberculosis cats.
Oh no.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
Well, they were blind and deaf, so the paranoia made them jump and hop around a lot. So yeah. I thought I would jumpstart the funnies, but oh yeah, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
We're signaling from out there that they're dead. Yeah.
I'm glad the cats won't be here. That means I can breathe for the rest of the show.
Whether you leave crying from laughter or crying for humanity, this show is guaranteed to make you a little moist. M-O-I-S-T. Can't believe they made me say that word. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.